Because we live in a Puritan police state, we are obliged to inform you that we may sometimes use explicit language. Now that you've been informed, things are about to get weird.
And welcome to another midnight edition of What I Had Heard Was. I am Jennifer.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Diane.
Yay.
Whoop whoop.
Today we're talking about being anally probed.
And aliens.
Mostly aliens.
But anal probing is definitely going to come up a lot.
Probably.
Maybe we should count to see how many times we say the word anal.
Ooh.
So far, 3.
Can you keep track?
Maybe.
I can't.
We'll find out.
I'm relying on you. My anal
That's
queen.
That's why you've asked. That's why you've asked me to join. Because I've already got a notepad.
Diane is facilitating the shit out of this.
Didn't they do that the first time they said shit on South Park? Like there was a little counter in the corner?
Yes, they did that because they had lifted restrictions on vulgarity. And so there's an actual limit of certain cuss words that you can say for television. So some of them you can't say at all. Others you can say, like there's an algorithm somewhere. And so South Park was like, cool. We are going to test this algorithm and, you know, did what South Park does and just got crazy pants with it.
Yeah, they did. First time I watched South Park was with you.
Excellent.
You brought it to my house and you're like, watch this. Have you seen it?
Well, because I remember seeing in a grainy video through an email of the original Santa versus Jesus, which was their little, like, quote unquote Christmas card that they made for George Clooney and his friends, you know, kind of a thing. And so somehow somebody got a bootleg of it in college and we watched it. And I was like, what is this craziness? This is amazing. And then it became a TV show. And I have a huge crush on Trey Parker. So there we go.
And that is the entire story of South Park.
And one of their first episodes is all about aliens and anal probes.
Oh, yes.
So this episode, in honor of them, is all going to be about something going in or coming out of my butt.
You're dedicating this episode to things going in or out of your butt.
Sure.
To Trey Parker.
There you go.
You hear us, Trey.
I heart you.
I think most of what I know about aliens is from South Park.
I mean, that's
most of what I know about Mormons is from South Park, too.
I think what you learn about Mormons is more accurate than what you learn about aliens.
Most of what I know about life is from South Park.
And I'm completely okay with all those things.
I'm thinking of Scientology.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, there are aliens in Scientology, too.
They wrote the Book of Mormons? Didn't they write that play?
The musical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess they did. But we could have a whole other episode about South Park.
All right, so back to anuses. Oh, wait, that's not going to count. Anal.
Well, anuses and anal are, yeah, both those count.
Anuses.
Yeah. Now you're just celebrating it. I don't think.
Okay. How many does that count? I don't know how to count that one.
Just use your best judgment.
I'm just going to draw a picture of an anus for that one, okay?
I feel like this is like the scoring for whose line is it anyway. It doesn't really, you know.
It doesn't mean anything. I win!
You win if you get probed in the anus.
Or do you, though? Do you win?
Probably depends on who does it.
I guess, yeah.
I have so many things to say, but they're not proper for...
How much anal probing do you think goes on in Roswell? Area 51 specifically. Like, in Roswell, I don't care about their sexual preferences. Like, you do you, you know. But on Area 51 specifically.
You mean the military on the aliens that they have housed there? Or the aliens on whoever?
I hadn't even thought about that. The military anal probing the aliens. Maybe the aliens don't even have anuses.
Maybe that's why they're so interested in ours.
That could be.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, why are they probing butts? Like, why aren't they probing our noses or our mouths? Or like, what makes our butts so special?
Because it's already taken care of. Your body has moisturized everything.
I'm looking at Anna's face right now, and she's just like, and another, if I could describe Anna's face, she's just like totally over this butt conversation.
She's just wondering why she's related. Yeah. Why am I related to her?
No. I'm just curious where this is going.
Oh, who knows?
I don't know.
But
it goes up. That's where this goes. So Mars, I'm a queen of segues. We just dropped a lander on Mars. A little.
You're trying to get away from the butt conversation. That's how you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I haven't seen any of the video. Is it amazing? I feel like it's probably looks like a bunch of sand or.
It's pretty fantastic. You can actually, they have a 360-degree, three-dimensional pictures of the rover in the middle of Mars and, a place that nobody else has been before. And so it's pretty fantastic, the amount of detail you can see in these pictures. So that's pretty great.
Are you ready to go?
Do I want to go?
Yeah, and you want to go live on Mars?
No. I don't even like going to the movies by myself. I'm not going to a planet by myself.
Well, you can take Corey with you.
I mean, he would like it. I mean, he's not a big people person. She can't breathe regularly. Like, she's not going to deal with it.
Edith kind of reminds me, like, when she gets really excited of Arnold Schwarzenegger's character in Total Recall when the air goes away. Like,
yeah.
You know, when he freaks out.
Yeah, when he's basically suffocating to death because
his eyeballs bulge out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Edith is my dog, by the way. It's not like...
It's not some lady we know.
With bulgy eyes. No, I mean, Elon Musk wants to go. Like, that's his whole thing. He's like, I want to go live on Mars, F the planet, we're done. So, which is, one, I appreciate his gumption and how much our interest in space has completely increased because of his ventures.
I think he's brilliant. I also think he might have lost his way.
How so?
Shoots and ladders. He's gotten a little weird.
Well, I feel as though he's probably always been weird.
Maybe he's allowed to be more weird publicly.
Or we just now know about it because we know who the fuck he is.
That could definitely be.
I feel like he's probably been like this his whole life.
Nobody who is that brilliant is not weird.
Correct. Yes. And that's the thing. All geniuses, whether they're artistic, autistic, music, art, science, literature, economics, all these people who push the boundaries, who create new roads for people, all of them are nuts compared to what we think, because what's normal and what's average versus what they're doing always seems eccentric. But we need those people to find things that we weren't looking for.
See the things we can't see.
Exactly.
That was a great way to say it, Anna.
Oh, thanks. I've taken a lot of art classes, so.
But you paint a beautiful visual.
Excellent. My tongue is my paintbrush. Exactly.
So on the Mars video that you were referring to,
uh-huh.
What kinds of things did they see? Did they see aliens on that?
No, they have yet to find aliens on Mars. At least the little green men and.
Oh, I was just gonna ask. Out of all of the media aliens,
uh-huh.
Who's your favorite?
Marvin.
Marvin the Martian.
Yeah.
What about you?
Gumby.
Is he an alien?
I don't know.
He's a little green man.
I think he's gum. Man.
I think he's just like made out of like clay. His
I little
clay
he was
boy.
Just like a spearmint, a piece of spearmint gum.
He's not spearmint gum.
Shit.
I do like Alf. Alf is a good one too.
Alf is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Alf. That's a great one.
Very politically incorrect.
Oh yeah. Roger on American Dad is my favorite. Like if all aliens had to be one right there.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, like, you win.
I just want to hang out with him forever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if Rip Torn and E.T. had a baby.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's great.
What's your favorite American Dad episode with Roger? Or what's your favorite costume that he wears or...
I like when he's Jenny from the Block. he's not the character, but that Stelios, and the whole episode is him and the son Steve facing that bully Stelios, and so every time they come through, they're like Stelios. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a sidetrack there.
I don't think you're drinking alone if you're drinking with Roger.
Roger's place.
So what do you think you'd do if aliens actually came down? And all of a sudden, so it's like you go outside, you're driving your car, and all of a sudden there's like this alien like, hey, what's up on your front lawn? What do you do?
That's what he says. What's up?
Well, I'm paraphrasing. I don't speak alien.
I mean, if I didn't understand, I'd probably be like, yo, it says no trespassing very clearly. If he spoke English, I'd be like, wow, do you want to come inside? I don't know, like, yeah, probably not. I would have been like, hey, it says no trespassing.
I feel like you would run inside and, like, get your gun. I feel like that.
That's probably true. I shot an alien.
How did you do that? You're in the closet. I just went through the wall. I couldn't.
I just hope for the best.
What would you do, Anna?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to, like, anticipate. You know, you were accurate on what Jennifer would do. I'm trying to anticipate what you would do.
Should
you'd
say.
Be like, cool.
I would probably freeze.
Used to hear mom, we'll check it out.
Exactly. Yeah, from E.T. You know, when all of a sudden they're sitting there, they're playing the games in the kitchen, and it's night out, and then they hear some noises, and they're like, gosh, it's probably coyotes. And then the big brother gets up and goes, used to hear mom, we'll check it out. And then they go running outside, and for some reason, we thought that was hysterical when we watched it, so we would yell that all the time.
So all these years later, that's still in my brain.
And it's still funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably freak out a little bit and then question my whole existence. I would try to be cool about it, though, because, you know, much like with bears and other things, you don't really want to freak them out.
Ask for a Milky Way.
Yeah, I got Reese's Pieces. Don't harm me. You know, I don't know. That's kind of what all the... movies and books and everything is the big question of, is there something else out there? And if there is it our buddy or not? Like, is it going to hurt us? Or, you know, where, is it going to try to eat us? Or, you know.
If any powerful group wants to stay that way, then they need to use any potential allies of the weak against them. They need to make you fear them. So maybe the aliens are like, you know what? You fucking suck and your poverty sucks and not giving health care sucks. Probably not, but whatever. And they're like, we don't... shut the fuck up. And the aliens are like, no. So they're going to make you think like the aliens want to come in. They want to kill you. I'm going to have to cut all this. But I mean, they like pit you against each other, just like society, right?
The aliens are going to pit each other?
The government, anybody in power would pit aliens against, they'd be like, these are dangerous for you. They want to kill you. Right. They want to touch your butt.
In reality, they're like, hey, we're going to come and make everything, and you know, we're going to basically bring heaven to earth for you guys.
Sustainable food sources.
Yeah, all that good stuff. We're going to help you out, but the people in power are like, Well, shit, then we won't be in power.
Exactly.
So that's garbage. So we have to tell everybody that this is really bad for you and you don't want it.
Yes.
Kind of like how they're doing with universal health care.
Yes.
Cool.
Except with aliens.
Except with aliens. And anal probing.
So I don't think either one of you know this about me, but I am from a town that had a lot of alien or supposed alien activity.
Cool.
Yeah. And my dad was a police officer in that town growing up. And so, like, we always heard the stories that he came home with and when that had to do with alien reports and stuff like that.
So did he ever, like, see any of them? Or he just had to, like, respond to people going, oh, my God, there's an alien in my trash can?
Yeah, he had to respond to those. He doesn't think that he saw any, but my brother thinks that he did. Awesome. Like, a full-on little green man in our backyard.
Shut up.
Did it talk to him?
I don't think so. He just thinks that he saw it out there. And I feel like, I grew up in... We have, like, lots of fields and woods behind our house, and we were always outside playing at night and stuff, so I feel like he would have... I guess not unusual to see weird things out there, you know? And so he full on to this day believes that he saw a little green man. But, like, we have all sorts of stories about seeing weird lights. So my cousin lived on the road that was, like, the most activity of aliens. And I would go over there and sleep over there when I was little. And my aunt said that I would, like, see the little blinking light on the VCR and start crying because I thought that it was an alien, like, spaceship or something. I was so afraid of all the stories.
What was it about it that scared you so much?
I think that I was afraid they were going to abduct me and take me away from my family.
Sure.
Then when I got older, I took my car in for, like, routine maintenance in our small town garage. And this guy was in there and he was just like, yep, I totally got abducted once. You know, people don't tell you, but yeah, totally happened to me. And so, like, you just come across people like that, totally believe it in our town. So
he just says it so nonchalantly, like, yep, got abducted. Do you need more windshield wiper fluid? Like,
yep. Exactly.
He's made his peace.
Did you ask him any more questions about that, or you're just like, okay, crazy man?
I remember being kind of spooked by it, so I didn't ask. I just kind of let him talk. And then when I got home, I'd be like, Mom, Dad, like, this guy got, and then they'd be like, yeah, okay, we've heard it 1,000 times before. But now, my dad being older, my dad is totally convinced that all that stuff really happened. You know, he looks up all of the stuff from Elon Musk, and he just, like, is totally convinced that there's no way that all the pyramids could have gotten here without the aliens, and, yeah.
No way.
No way at all.
Not all that manpower. But, no. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's totally, over time, just been totally transformed.
So. He's now a believer.
He's probably hoping to get abducted. He's like, fuck this place. I mean, aren't we all, but...
I mean, I'm cool with the way things are. You know, I mean, yes, I would like things to be better, but I'm fine with Earth. It's cool. I like my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So before we started this podcast, I told you that I was afraid of aliens and that I didn't, you know, look anything up to talk about. But truth be told, if you had a podcast about VCRs, I might be just as afraid to talk about it.
I feel like that podcast does exist somewhere. Like, there's got to be a VCR podcast.
It's analog. Well, the cool thing about UFO sightings and aliens and weird things, unidentified objects and people and whatever, apparently these UFO accounts have been around pretty much as long as white people have been in America. Because apparently the first official written UFO account was from 1693, written down by a guy named John Winthrop, and his account is of James Everall and two others who were out rowing a boat at night around the Muddy River, where the Muddy River meets the Charles River in Massachusetts. And basically over the course of 2 to 3 hours, these guys say that they saw this bright light in the sky. And when it was standing still, it looked like a fiery ball. But when it was in motion, it looked like a racing pig. I don't know what that means. But these flashing lights would basically hover between, it would like go to the boat and then fly towards the town and fly back towards the boat and fly and just kind of flew all over the place. And basically the guys got, once the lights stopped, they were an hour upriver. So it's not like the boat could have floated there unless it was really windy or, you know, because they were like, we weren't rowing.
Okay, but how much were they drinking? I believe they weren't rowing, but how much were they drinking?
Well, according to John Winthrop, James Everall was a stout man of solid constitution. Basically, not one to imbibe of the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And there were other people in town, not on this boat, who can corroborate the flashing lights.
But the flashing lights could have been some odd weather phenomenon.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, there's a whole bunch of different, you know.
Like in 1600s, they still attached leeches all over your body.
Right, right. Yeah, you got the bad humors. We're going to bleed you out.
Yeah.
No, totally. And that's the thing, like, you know, marshy areas, you know, there's quote-unquote St. Elmo's fire. You know, there's these gassy buildups and northern lights, you know. So there are natural phenomenons that could explain this stuff. But just the fact that it was of such note that this guy had to write it down, like, some weird shit happened, and I feel like it's important enough to write down.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about that happening during the same time that they were burning women and calling them witches.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I feel like if they could assign a supernatural thing, just like we were talking about on one of our last episodes, if they could assign a supernatural reason mm-hmm. for the things that they were seeing and not agreeing with or couldn't rationalize, then they would.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. It's a lot easier to go, you know, it's like, why did this horrible thing just happen? Well, that's God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Why did, you know, all the cows all of a sudden drop dead? Oh, must be a demon. Oh, okay.
He acts in mysterious ways.
Yeah. You know, so it helps to explain things that are quote unquote unexplainable to our common senses.
It's way easier than having to actually figure out why something happened.
True, but the thing is then, much like, I don't want to say they're lies, but once you start a story, then you have to keep track of that story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for it to be considered truth.
True. That's truth.
So it...
Wait a minute.
Meta. So is it more effort to find the truth versus the effort of keeping up the story?
Depends. Are you finding the truth by yourself and are you spreading the story by yourself? Stories spread very fast with very little effort frequently.
Oh, true.
So, and then trying
what
to
look. What I had heard was.
Well, yeah, what I had heard was.
The answer to that is yes.
You look really good in red, Anna.
Thank you. Grandma always said that we looked good in red.
So there was an Unsolved Mystery episode that was all about aliens that was super interesting. And apparently there was like a whole bunch of incidents on the same night in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. And there was like a guy who claims that he got abducted like mid-run while he was a kid.
Like was he jogging or?
Yeah, he was at his babysitter's house, his neighbor's. He like heard voices in his head to go outside. And he went outside, he was running in the yard, and he says that a beam of light from a spaceship above him just froze him and pulled him up.
Huh.
And he was abducted. The babysitter, who is now a grown adult too, says that she saw him, like, frozen there, and that was really weird. And then another woman in the same town said that she felt like she got abducted from her family's car. In her car with her family, she was a little girl getting ice cream or something, and she said she thought she was abducted, and she saw that other kid like laying next to her up in the UFO.
Isn't that crazy? Did she know the little kid?
No, she didn't know him until like adulthood when they were both like, oh, this happened to me. She was like, yeah, I have this image of you laying next to me.
That's crazy.
It seems like it would be a lot more likely that instead of aliens running around abducting people all over the place, would be like just the government abducting people and doing experiments, posing as aliens.
Yeah, I mean, the government can't get my potholes fixed in front of my yard, so I'm not really going to hold a lot of hope that they could actually, that, you know, that kind of like long con kind of a thing. I don't know.
Well, it's because they don't give a fuck about your potholes.
Why would they give a fuck about this little kid?
I think that they are out there, though. Like, that's why this one scares me. Maybe because I grew up with that culture.
Mm-hmm.
But I do really think that there is, I mean, how could our universe be so big and there not be something out there? Just because we haven't discovered it yet.
Or somebody asked me, how do we know they haven't already gotten here and they're just like the size of ants?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, or they're operating. We can only see, like, of the known spectrum of light, we can only see a small portion of it. And so maybe they are here, but we just can't actually see them because they're working on a different frequency.
They stole your fucking ball at the prison.
It could be. You know, they're like, look at these idiots.
Yeah.
There you go.
Solved it here.
You know, the thing, like, all of these, though, there was a Star Trek episode that dealt with the fact that one of the alien life forms they visited were able to move so much faster than we do. You know, so their metabolism was high, and so they were, and so we were never able to see them just because of how fast they just moved in their normal lives. So it's like everything existed in the same plane of existence, but we just couldn't see them.
I think there's a lot of shit we can't see. Why else are, like, cats jumping up in the air and running into walls and...
Dogs just randomly staring at the wall and, you know.
Or growling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My dog doesn't do that, thankfully.
Maybe that's it. Maybe aliens are ghosts. Maybe ghosts are aliens. And so the aliens are like, hey, we'll take a form that you know, so we'll, you know, but our research is a little dated, and that's why all ghosts always look like they're from, like, the 1700s and shit.
Ask Diane. She's a ghost.
Diane, what do you think?
Did you guys hear that theory that dinosaurs are aliens?
I did not hear that theory. Please expound.
They came from an asteroid. Oh, no, wait. They got killed by an asteroid. Never mind. Scratch my theory.
Were you just making this theory up?
I may have made that up. What I had heard was... Dinosaurs are aliens. Aliens are dinosaurs. Ghosts are dinosaurs. And I solved everything.
Love it.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And so that's the end of our podcast series because Diane has just answered all of our questions. There we go. Now we got to figure out something else to talk about.
That's the answer to everything forever.
If you have life questions, please write me.
Dear Diane.
Although... I don't know that I could answer them without mentioning ghosts, dinosaurs, aliens, or VCRs.
That could be traumatizing.
Or anuses.
Anus.
Well, but in the immortal words of Mookie Wilson, if I believe in dinosaurs, then somewhere they must be believing in me. And if they believe in me, then I can believe in me. Then I bust out.
Aww.
So there you go.
All right.
Thank you, Mookie.
Do you guys want to know what our anus tally is?
Yes.
So I've got 4 scratched out, 5, then a drawing of like a squiggly line and an arrow that says butthole. So
that's all we've got. We need to step up our game.
No, I feel like we've said that more than.
I think you lost count, Diane.
Yeah.
I think the squiggly line counts for a bunch.
Oh.
Because. It's like one of those swirly doos.
Like an eternity? Anal eternity?
An anal eternity. Oh, God. Imagine that. Like, how was your night? It was an anal eternity.
Worst Tinder date ever.
Oh, God.
So if you're ever driving in your car and you get tired of playing the... you know, state license plate game. You can play the anal car game, which is basically whatever.
Science face. It has nothing to do with putting cars in your anus.
No, not at all, not at all. It's basically, you know, the make and model of your car, you know, like Toyota Corolla. So you put the word anal in front of the model. So, for example, I drive a Honda Fit. Therefore, it's called the anal fit. Or, you know, if somebody drives an Explorer, the anal Explorer.
I love that.
So you can...
We went away for the weekend and saw so many anuses.
It's a good time. It's a lot of fun.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you go. Thank you, Kenton, for sharing that game with me. I appreciate you.
Everybody's thinking of their own cars right now.
I know. It's a good time.
I love it.
We'll give you all a moment. And we're done.
And there's your moment. So... what do you think about the fact that recently, within the last couple years, and even more recently, within the last couple weeks, that there have been UFO sightings?
So I haven't read them. You called me to talk about them, and then I sent them out to you guys, but forgot to actually read it myself.
Well, that's fair. Okay, so February 21st, 2021, the FAA released a short statement that basically the flight crew of an American Airlines airplane, flight 2292. Basically, they were on the radio, and the crew was like, do you have any targets up here? We just had something go right over top of us. And this was at 1:19 p.m. near, over New Mexico. Dun, dun, dun.
You needn't say more.
And then the pilot said, I hate to say this, but it looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type thing moving really fast right over the top of us. Yeah, and the FAA had released a statement that said a pilot reported seeing an object over New Mexico shortly after noon local time on Sunday, February 21st, 2021. FAA air traffic controllers did not see any object in the area or on their radar scopes.
So the pilot must have been doing mushrooms.
Well, there was another pilot with them.
Who was also doing mushrooms.
Well, and it is New Mexico, so that's...
Peyote.
Peyote.
Yeah, so...
Peyote mushrooms.
But you can actually listen to the audio of the pilot saying this.
I should do that.
Oh, I thought you meant of audio of it, like, whoosh. Going over, yeah.
There's the audio right there.
Whoosh. I don't know. You might be... I mean... if somebody has better speakers than I do, you might be able to hear something.
We have the actual audio footage of these. This
audio footage?
We have actual audio footage of this UFO going by the plane. So for our listeners exclusively, here it is.
Whoosh.
There you go. You heard it here. You will hear it nowhere else.
What I had heard was, that's not true.
What I heard was, you should shut the fuck up.
Fair, fair.
I just said it, so it's true.
And can I also just say just how effing crazy 2020 was in the fact that the U.S. Air Force declassified 3 videos of UFO sightings and nobody gave a rat's ass?
Because it was fucking 2020.
Right. But now that it's 2021, can we take a deep breath and go, wait a minute, that just happened. Let's go look at these.
I have, like, larger concerns, like the Panama Papers, you know. How did everybody forget about those?
Well, we can do that on a different podcast.
We should be more concerned about that than declassified alien information.
But then why aren't we doing...
in my personal opinion.
Yeah, but we're talking about aliens right now.
Yeah, so those declassified stuff was pretty exciting. But now they just hold, like, whole events where everybody comes by and they're like, oh, yeah, so 10, 20 years ago you wouldn't have heard people do this stuff, come out and say they believe it with information to back it up. They have enough declassified information. They have enough information gathered. And people are more willing to put their reputations on the line, I think, now than they would have been.
You mean government institutions? Because people have been showing photographs and cell phone videos and VHS tape videos and audio sounds. And, like, so they've been showing, quote-unquote, proof
but
for
Wilbur,
years.
Wilbur from The Holler does not have as much... he's not going to have the same confidence as... General G. Willikers. So the important people, people who have attained rank in the military, in the government.
You're saying that you trust this information more because of its status versus the other videos or whatever?
I mean, I don't trust any of them, but I think that that's why people are more willing to come out now.
So I've had this theory going along with that. Because, you know, the big alien boom, like the atomic age, so to speak, was like 1947 to 1964, right? That somebody determined that those were the numbers, and so that's what we're going to go with. Area 51 was built in 1955. Everybody thinks it's because it was built to hide aliens that have crashed down, like, you know, a UFO crashed, and they're hiding there, right? Point is, I feel like... yes, that actually happened. Yes, aliens helped build pyramids, all this stuff, whatever, right? But the thing is that, yes, this happened, and that the leaders of the world determined that the human brain, that humans in general, could not deal with this kind of information, right? They couldn't deal with the fact of there is another life form out there. So what they started to do was to make all these movies and books and costumes and basically envelop the whole society and let this go on to become such a thing that generations of people will have grown up with the thought, the theory that something else exists out there, that, oh, hey, they could come down. We've littered everything with all these scenarios of they could be friendly, they could be foes. Actually, what it turns out, we're the enemies. We're the ones that are the bad people because blah, 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 right? So they have imbued all of this information, all of this training into us and have allowed generations of people to die off. And that now this is like the little like test run of, hey, we're just trying to see what society thinks now about the fact that there's some space aliens out there. We're going to release this stuff. And nobody gave a shit. Nobody freaked out. Nobody did whatever. So in another 20 years, once another generation of some folks die off, and it's become completely saturated with the fact that we all understand that theoretically there are aliens out there, that they will then reveal themselves and go, cool, we are now ready to deal with the concept of other life. So that's my theory. And because of it, we've got some sweet-ass movies.
It just, like, almost... exclusively, they're awful. Aliens are awful.
How so?
Like Independence Day, they're coming to kill you.
Right, but like there are other alien movies like Starman. It's an old movie with Jeff Bridges, but he comes down to Earth, super friendly. E.T. comes down to Earth, super friendly. He's just a botanist. He's just trying to like pick some plants and learn some shit and go back with his squishy ass back up on the thing. But he gets caught. You know, they start poking at him, prodding him, doing all the stuff he's done. The flip side is either the aliens are going to destroy us or we're going to destroy the aliens. It's very rare that there is a scenario where we are living together in peace.
So along with that, though, that's always violent. The interaction always is violent, whether it's from us or from them. They don't show any type of coming together, any type of unification.
Right. Because it's being told from the viewpoints of humans. And that is what we know about interactions with people, is that there's always some sort of conflict. It's very rare that you can come and settle and deal with very stressful situations calmly and collectively. Because
anytime there's differences, anytime there's the unknown, like we were talking about before, there's got to be conflict.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like there's the fight or flight. You either get scared and run away, or you fight.
But if you want to saturate the public with the idea of aliens so that they'll be able to understand it or comprehend it, then it would go against everything you want to constantly have violence, to constantly portray every interaction as violent.
Unless you're trying to... Well, it depends on the kind of violence. But Star Trek is an example of it can be done, right? Because, like, Spock is an alien. We are aliens to Spock, the Vulcans. There are other different life forms and et cetera, that get along. But then there's going to be ones that you don't get along with, much like on Earth. We have foes and enemies and, you know, and even the movies where there are enemies, it's a possibility. You know, they're training for the fact of not all of them are going to be nice, but some of them are. Alf was nice. E.T. was nice.
Alf was nice except to cats.
Well.
He was not a cat lover. Well, he was a cat lover.
We're really nice except to cows and pigs and chickens.
Well, we're going to have to add Roswell to our list of road trip places.
Oh, completely. We're going to try to Naruto run at him since that never actually happened.
I don't run at all. Diane, will you run twice for me?
What if we take we can make like little cardboard cutouts of ourselves, and then we like put them on some sort of like remote control car, and then run them really fast at the, and then so then they can run for us. How about that?
I like that idea. I decided that even if I were being chased, I wouldn't run because I don't want to die tired.
That may be the best logic I've ever heard in my life.
If I gotta go, it's gonna be right here.
Eating cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone in my town has a story about, you know, like you could talk to anyone and they can tell you about either an interaction that they think that they've had with an alien or a UFO or like sometimes there are people in my family that you're like, oh, just take this shortcut. And they're like, no, I don't go down that road because that's where I saw a UFO. And you're just like, okay, yeah.
But I mean, like, it's cool if everybody's about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if everybody's on the same page. It's like the people in Roswell, you know, they're like, yep, aliens are everywhere. We're just fucking embracing it.
Right.
You know, it's like the people in Waynesville. They're like, yep, ghosts are everywhere. We're just cool with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
Cincinnati, you put chili on spaghetti? Sure, yep, we're cool with it. You know, it's just the...
I put chilies on my... Nope.
What, pardon? Where do you put chili on?
I put chili on my Fritos.
Oh, no, but that's fucking delicious.
It was fucking delicious,
oh
by
my
the
God.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I did today.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had Fritos in a long time.
They're so much better with Cincinnati style chili, like most things.
Well, it's because Cincinnati style chili is more of like a topping than an actual like.
Now I'll put that shit in a bowl, some onions, some cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That kind of thing that will fuck you up way worse than like White Castle. So if you really hate yourself and you want to go in for it like Jackass style, then you got to do like a heavy White Castle lunch. Followed by like a heavy Skyline or Gold Star dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you won't need any probing for your anals.
Yeah.
You can I'm just going to put a sad face on our anal reports here. All right.
Sad face anus.
Sad face.
Oh.
You look really traumatized.
I am. I think I'm more traumatized than the lamp with hair on it that I looked up from
Ed
Gein episode.
Yeah, that's a...
What about the aliens putting, like, chips...
Into the dip?
Into the dip. They double dip?
Nobody likes a double dipper.
Well, if you got the chip, then they're going to have to come back and read you, right? Oh, unless it's like a self-scanner at the grocery. Like, they don't even have to wake you up or abduct you anymore. That's what it is. It's like a smartwatch. You only have to get abducted once, implant. All you people bitching about getting a chip put in, shut the fuck up. You get to sleep now.
All right. Now you don't got to worry about all that other extra crap.
Solved it. We have solved all of the world's problems today.
In one manner of speaking or another, yeah. So there's a new thing coming up that is going to be an actuality. You know, I mean, Richard Branson is working on it, the idea of space tourism. You can actually buy a plane ticket to go up in a rocket to go into the upper stratosphere for a period of time and then come back down. Did you actually do that?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I'm fat and cranky on Earth. Like, I don't want all that jazz. Like, no. No, thanks.
Not your bag?
I don't even like to leave my house. I don't leave the goddamn planet.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, that's legit. Okay. Yeah.
But maybe you'd feel, like, lighter. without gravity and buoyant.
But I'd be so far from home that I wouldn't be able to feel light. I like my cave. It makes me happy.
That's fair. I mean, I would want to see my dog in a spacesuit, so that would be worth it for me.
I didn't know he could come. I didn't know dogs could come.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an option yet. I mean, there was a space dog. There was a Russian space dog that got sent up into doing all of our race for space.
Did you see the video of the guy who snuck the gorilla costume up there?
Yeah, I showed it to you.
Oh, you're the one who showed it to me? I'm still traumatized trying to remember where this fucking $500 crab came from.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds super familiar. Yeah, Jennifer texted me and was like, was it you that we saw a $500 crab somewhere? And I was like, I don't know. It sounds familiar. But I also watched a show that had like a $1,000 bowl of chili during a chili cook-off because they put gold in it and some other shit. So.
Oh, no. This was like some guy holding this. Like, his legs were like 5 feet long. I'm probably exaggerating. And he was for sale. Maybe he weighed 500 pounds. Who knows what the fuck. I might have just made the whole thing up. I'm going to have to investigate. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I feel like we just need more information. We're going to deep dive into this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you can eat that crab.
Oh, yeah.
I might be more interested in it than if it's just a crab that you can.
I think you can eat it. Like, can you imagine the dip, the butter dip?
See, now I want some crab. Yes, please. Oh, gosh. I want a crawfish boil and some crabs.
Louisiana, here we come.
Fry me up some gator.
I'm still unsure.
About?
Gator. About many things, most things.
Oh, about eating gator? Yeah, no. We'll put it on a plate with a whole bunch of other fried things, and you won't even notice you've eaten it until I tell you, oh, hey, you just ate a whole bunch of gator.
I 100% believe you. If you told me to eat something, I would probably do it.
Yeah, but see, then you tried new things, and it's cool.
I just wanted to look up the 5 top sightings of aliens, in the United States, just to see if it matched anything that we had talked about. And I did find 5 on this article, but then right under that article, there was an article that said the 5 best workout spots for celebrity sightings. So I don't know that the article I looked up is necessarily
valid. I think you have found the secret. The aliens are the celebrities, and they're letting you know specifically where you can find them.
There you go.
Have you ever watched these lizard people videos on YouTube?
You want to be more specific?
Is it like broad? Are there that many? Like, there's this dude, I cannot remember his name, and he got on this whole thing about how like Hillary Clinton, she's lizard. I think probably all the Clintons are lizard people. And they can tell because their eyeballs in these videos, in these like old grainy videos. And oh my God.
Yeah, I've heard some theories about that. I think it was basically somebody watched too many episodes of V. And
it was such a great show.
It was a good television show. And they watched too many episodes of V and as a child and got super scared. And it's now a latent memory that they believe is true.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I need a little more information. So they think that because their eyeballs look grainy in old pictures, they're lizard people?
No, like they'll flicker.
So they look like they're...
They look like they're blinking
sideways.
So instead of us blinking horizontally, that they're blinking vertically, like a lizard, like whoosh, whoosh.
Oh.
And of course, nobody notices except on these YouTube videos.
Right. Yeah. It's only these YouTube people who have noticed this, not the actual editors or anything of these videos, or the people living with them or working with them.
Millions of people who've seen. That's it. Lizard people. Celebrity aliens. Which celebrity do you think is most likely an alien?
The Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whole family.
I think they just now look like aliens.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I probably am already putting too much thought in it. I should have had a very quick answer like Anna.
I mean, asked the question. I didn't even have an answer yet.
I mean, honestly, I think it's probably people like, Paul Rudd or...
Because he's so normal, like...
Well,
he's probably
he looks exactly the same now as he did when we first knew who the hell Paul Rudd was.
Clueless.
He kind of does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he doesn't age, Dick Clark. he just didn't age, and then all of a sudden one day, boop, dead. You know, so I feel like that that's going to...
Keanu Reeves has pictures like that. Like, I've never... I've seen one bad picture of Keanu Reeves, and I think I forwarded it to you.
Oh, he's looking a little chubby?
It was the meme where it's like how I look at myself in the mirror and how I look at Target checkout.
Yeah. Well, but you can tell that he's aged, though. Like, if you look at in John Wick versus Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, they're two very different people, but...
The original Paul or the Rudd, second?
The first, the original.
Yeah.
Like, way back in the... Yeah. Not the remake. But Paul Rudd, it's like, I don't know. You might have a little extra chub around the chin, but not really.
You know, another one like that is Rob Lowe.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yes. I think that those two and Dick Clark are aliens. Yeah. There you go. Lizard people. Sorry.
Yeah. I saw a guy on TV today. He was in Missing Persons. Ah, fuck. Forget that. I can't remember. But he still looked the same as he did 20 years ago, Without a Trace. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember his name. Betty White? I mean, she has aged, but...
She has not aged a day since 20.
Since age 20 or 1920?
Either. I love Betty White. She made it through 2020.
Better than some of us.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think aliens live like the same kind of lifespan we do?
Probably not. I don't know.
Age differently.
I get pretty philosophical about all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, what do we consider life? Is it purely carbon-based? Are they ant-sized, like you said? Are they amoebas? Are they just floating ghost things that don't have an actual corporeal, you know, three-dimensional... Maybe they only live in two dimensions?
Well, something. It's a really good point, though, too. If you don't need a body, a physical form... then there would be no aging, essentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could go wherever, whenever, for however long.
Voldemort.
There you go. See?
Why did you say that?
He who must not be named, sorry.
That's okay.
But, you could just split your soul into seven different... You know what? Spoiler alert. I'm not going to go there.
Are you talking about the Infinity Stones, Diane? You can split yourself into and then get into like a sweet glove and you can rule everything? We're doing a little crossover here.
Pants.
It's like when a possum gets scared.
I don't know what to do. Pants.
Yeah, totally.
Pants is the best word to check a microphone. It has all of the proper mouth sounds so that you can hear... Make sure your levels are correct.
Next time I get upset with you, I'm just going to scream pants.
That's legit.
Pants.
But with more emotion.
I'm not a very... I'm pretty much the same thing all the time. That's pretty much the only pants you're going to get from me. Pants.
My pants is all the pants.
You have to know me really well to know if my pants is angry.
Oh, my. One of my favorite sayings is sad pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sad pants. But aww. Diane's got angry pants.
I had these pants. There's these sweatpants. They were UC, and I called them my fancy pants because they were way too big, like ridiculously too big. And everybody's like, you need to get rid of those. I was like, ah, man, these are my fancy pants. And right at the point I decided that I would probably get rid of them, I started putting weight on. So.
And then you're like,
super happy I didn't get rid of them.
Now these are my everyday pants.
Now they are definitely my fancy pants. I've been in my giant ass. But yeah, I mean, that's how we are. That's how we roll. I still got you fancy pants.
This is the life we live.
Sometimes it's too exciting for the common man.
Hold on to your pants. Whether they are fancy or sad or angry. The pickup line of, are those space pants you're wearing? Because your ass is out of this world.
Mm-hmm. You have a nice ass. So, I mean, have you heard that before?
That I have a nice ass?
No, I've said that to you, so obviously you've heard that. But have you heard that pickup line?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, and it made me laugh. And then I bought the person a shot who said that. And I said, there you go. That's all you're getting from me tonight. But have a lovely evening. And we cheersed and went on our way.
That's such a you way to respond to somebody who's picking you up. Like, yay, let's have a shot, but that's all you're getting. Okay, bye.
It's like, you know what? I appreciate your effort,
Diane. Pan.
That's how I respond. Then run away.
I just kind of slide onto the floor.
Now our little sad guy has a pair of pants.
Oh, well, that's good.
And a little anus.
This will be up on our...
We'll share this with you, all of our socials followers.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know I was an anus artist.
I've never met an anus artist.
Well, I mean, Picasso went through his blue period, so I guess this is your brown period.
That's going to be my pickup line.
I don't know how you work that in, but more power to you, man. I will
you
back
you. You don't. You just, like, lean on the bar and be like, hey, Picasso went through a blue period. You want to go through a brown period?
Oh, see, now that sounds like...
That sounds terrible. I'm frightened, and I'm not even the man. I'd be like, oh. Then he, like, slinks off his chair and I'm down right on the floor. No, but you're an excellent wingman, Diane.
No, but see, my luck would be, like, the guy would be like, oh, sure, yeah, that sounds great, let's go. And you're like, oh, fuck. No more. Shit. I wasn't ready for this. This is not the...
Let me buy you a shot.
Yeah. Right. That's when Anna comes in and saves the day.
Right.
We're going to get you drunk as shit. Here we go.
We got this handled. This is why we drink at home.
No, totally. Well, if there are aliens up there or down here with us...
You can contact us at whatihadheardwas@gmail.com.
We'll buy you shots.
And pants.
We'll buy you shots and pants, and we will tell you all about anuses. Just don't.
We can, like, share anus information.
Yeah, we can tell you all about it, so you don't actually have to go up the poop.
Yeah, I will even show you mine.
There you go.
That's a generous offer.
Jennifer's offering the old brown eye. There you go.
I figure if we're all going to be drinking, you know, we might as well. Anyway, see. Oh, hey, what I had heard was we are out of time. We will see you next week.
Visit our website at WIHHW.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, see guest links and information, and some fancy extras. Also, check us out on Facebook at What I Had Heard Was, and Instagram at What I Had Heard. And if you really want to get something off your chest, shoot us an email at whatihadheardwas@gmail.com.